It was an Australian bestseller, and now Kate Grenville's novel, The Secret River, has been brought to the small screen.
It might not appear as such, but those who banished you here have gifted you a new world, a clean slate, a rare opportunity.
Got myself a good boat, so I can have supplies to farmers up north.
Why up north?
Our Hawkesbury, best hidden river in the world.
I ache when you're away from me, something terrible.
William Thornhill, absolutely pardon.
Think of that, us, on our own land, us.
Think of that, that's the sounds of The Secret River, which tells the story of an English convict transported to Australia for theft. Our television critic David Knox has had a look at The Secret River. Hello, David.
Good morning, Fran.
For a lot of people who haven't read the book, what's the story arc here? It's this English convict comes to Australia for theft, then what?
Well, yes, these are fictional characters based on Kate Grenville's research into her own ancestors. And it's essentially the story of the dispossession that took place when the British took land from Indigenous Australians. So it takes place on the Hawkesbury River with former convict Will Hornwell, played by Oliver Jackson Cohen, a British actor, and his wife, here played by Sarah Snook. They set up a farm, but they're told by a more experienced settler, here played by Lockie Hume, that if you take a little, you need to give a little. But Will is very obstinate, very determined in his newfound freedom, and he fails to embrace anything approaching compromise or living side by side. So what follows is very powerful.
The novel itself was highly awarded. It was much loved. There was a theatre production too that got strong reviews. How does this TV drama work?
Well, I haven't read the novel, but I was really impressed with this two-part mini-series. To begin with, it's absolutely exquisite with the scenery, these aerial shots of the Hawkesbury River. I mean, you could just turn down the sound and just marvel at that if you wanted to. The cast is very strong. British actor Oliver Jackson Cohen, he makes Will a very strong, silent type. Sarah Snook, she's just fantastic in anything she does, really. And look out, too, for Tim Minchin in a dramatic role. We rarely see him do that. But look, this is rather like one of the sweeping colonial dramas we used to make in the 1970s. I do want to say that while part one is predominantly setting up the world and the characters, boy, does it come home in part two. Part two is really where the heart of the story is.
And the heart of the story is the conflict story, isn't it? Between white fellas and black fellas, in a sense.
Yes, totally. And what's fascinating is that we have another drama which is coming up on pay TV very soon called Banished, made by the BBC, which is also shows the British landing in Botany Bay, etc. But they ignore the Indigenous characters. And the story here, it's staggering to think. And look, we can talk about it more in a couple of weeks' time when it actually is airing. But look, one of them has got this right and the other one has not. And the one that it has is the ABC.
Yeah, just to stay on Banished for a little while, I heard that they made the whole thing without any Indigenous characters.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, and to think that it's been written by Jimmy McGovern, who did Red Fern Now, I really don't understand how they could come to arrive at that. But, yeah, I have seen the first episode of that, and no Indigenous characters, actors, story whatsoever.
In stark contrast. So big tick for Secret River from you?
Absolutely.
The Secret River is on Sunday night at 8:30 on the ABC. And also on the ABC tonight, there's been a fair bit of build-up to this too. We spoke with Sarah Ferguson last week. The first episode of The Killing Fields, which is the story of the Labor years, the Labor governments of Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard. How do you rate The Killing Fields?
The Killing Season, yes.
Killing Season, I beg your pardon.
Yes, I've seen the first of three episodes here. It is the best locally produced documentary that we've made so far this year. There has been a fair bit of press about Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard trashing one another here, but what I want to acknowledge is two things. One is the editing of the material here. It gives you a real behind-the-scenes feel to what went on. It's not just newsreel footage. They've gone through hours of stuff to bring us little insights into their behaviour and their body language. And the other thing is Sarah Ferguson is barely even seen in this. She's narrating it, yes, but she lets the key players and the supporting players tell the story here. So
that's how all these are done. That's how Labor and Power was done. The Howard years are done. It's all about meshing the versions of history and of events by the players. It's very, I mean, the edit is crucial. You're right. It's very hard to do. But in the as I've had a look at the first episode, the camera work is so strong here too. It's very dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, it rather plays out like a sort of a Shakespearean tale. And you're right, the Howard years, which you did, and Labor in Power, the Labor in Power a few years ago, this is kind of like the third in the trilogy of those. Mm. So it's very strong. So I would highly recommend that one tonight.
It's called The Killing Season. I don't know how I got that wrong. It's still on the topic of Julia Gillard, though not such good news for a proposed telemovie. We spoke about this telemovie that was on the books for about Julia Gillard. No takers. Yeah.
Yes, well, we spoke about this 2 years ago when Richard Keddy, who's the producer behind the Howard telemovie and Curtin, optioned the rights to the stalking of Julia Gillard. So 2 years on now, Fran, no television network wants to touch this one. They've all decided that it is a toxic topic. They don't want to go near it. He's determined, though. He's still got Rachel Griffiths attached to this. He now wants to turn it into a feature film. I question whether people would be forking over $20 at the box office for that, whereas if it was on TV, you'd probably tune in and have a look.
Well, it's an interesting decision, isn't it? Your picks for the week, just briefly?
Yes, tonight, if you're not into two former politicians, you could look at Love Child. I haven't spoken about this for a couple of weeks. It's such a well-made drama. So Jessica Murray tonight as Joan makes a personal sacrifice on Nine. We have the final episode, Fran, for Redesign My Brain. Now, Todd Sampson, this is the moment, literally, when he steps out under the high wire. And as we've said before, he acknowledges that it does not all go as planned. But you want to see that one, 8:30 Thursday on ABC. And on Friday, new season for Orange is the New Black. This will screen on both Netflix and Foxtel, both of them playing the entire season on Friday. So I've had a look at the first episode of this. Look, it's good. It's still not as good as Wentworth, I've got to say. Wentworth is better.
Is this season two, season three?
This is three, I think, season we're up to now for Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. All right, David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Knox, his blog, tvtonight.com.au, if you want to hear more of that. And The Killing Season tonight, the story of the Labor years of the Rudd-Gillard government and everything that happened within, of course, tonight on the ABC at 8:30. And don't forget Sunday night, The Secret River at 8:30.